நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
At the end of 4 years of public hearings, private sessions and written submissions, Disability Royal Commission released a 12-volume report with 222 recommendations on the 29th of September. The report is in response to abuse, violence, neglect and exploitation of people with disability, and it proposes a new National Disability Rights Act and calls for the introduction of anti-vilification protections. To discuss the findings of Disability Royal Commission, I have contacted Satara Udayakumaran, who is the National Youth Advisor for Amnesty International. She also works with Domestic Violence Crisis Service in Canberra, and she is a third-year law student at Australian National University. Greetings. Vanakkam, Satara Udayakumaran.
Oh, vanakkam.
The final report contains over 220 recommendations, Satara.
Yes.
What are the key takeaways?
So there are quite a few key takeaways, and they all have to do with very different areas of disability access and justice. So we've got a lot to do with access to the justice system, to the courts, so lots of legal things, but we also have things in relation to segregated employment and segregated education, things like that. But I think one of the biggest ones is a call for a Disability Rights Act in order to enshrine international human rights into Australian law. So yeah, there are heaps of submissions, but I would say key takeaway would be that.
Some of the things that this Royal Commission had heard is unbelievable. One of them is a manual worker had said that he was paid $2.50 per hour, and that was within the limits of the law.
Absolutely. So that is an example of where segregated employment has been a big issue. So one of the findings of the commission was that when you have segregated employment, so when you have particular Australian disability enterprises, that actually legally allows people to be paid below minimum wage. So that kind of figure that you just gave is an example of where that's gone really wrong and where that has been abused. So one of the findings of the Royal Commission is to actually phase out segregated employment to make sure that everyone has access to fair work conditions and is not being paid those kind of really low amounts below minimum wage. So yeah, I think that's an example of where that system has been abused.
Another submission is from a new mother with disability whose child was taken away from her.
Yeah, no, so that's obviously one of the really shocking kind of findings, is that people have had their children removed from them if they have a particular disability. And I think that speaks to a really bad way that the legal system treats people with disabilities and government as well. So I think in terms of moving forward, it's about finding more resources to support parents who have a disability to ensure that they can actually take care of their children rather than remove those children forcefully. I mean, we've seen it with Indigenous communities, the forceful removal of children. It's something that is a major problem in Australia across different groups, and we're seeing it here as well. So I think the important thing is to ensure that we actually have adequate supports for people with disabilities in order to make sure that they can also bring up their families, because they have every right to be able to do that. It's just a matter of whether they have the resources and supports to do so. So I think that's the kind of way that we move forward from that kind of situation.
If you look at the complete picture, irrespective of the field, whether it's medical, employment or whatever, there had been discriminatory practices which were legally allowed in this country. Do you think if the recommendations are carried through that these discriminatory practices would stop?
Yeah. So essentially, I think in terms of the way that the law operates and in order to make sure that the law can support people with disabilities, one of the major recommendations of the commission was to actually have a Disability Rights Act in Australia. So what the current situation is that Australia is a signatory to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with a Disability, but that isn't hard law, that's soft law. So Australia technically doesn't have to follow any of that if they really don't want to. And so I think having a Disability Rights Act actually puts those recommendations into hard Australian law, which means that people with disabilities are protected by the law and have like the ability to actually challenge decisions more easily when they want to. So I think in terms of overall, I know that, like you said, it covers a lot of different areas. I think the kind of overarching thing that makes sure that people with disabilities have access to justice in any kind of situation is to have the Disability Rights Act in Australian law to make sure that they are protected by the justice system and they can access processes of justice easily and accessibly.
If it had taken 4 years for a royal commission to come up with 222 recommendations to stop these discriminatory practices, would you still call Australia an advanced country in the global arena?
I think it's a really good point. And let's not forget that it was actually granted a 17-month extension because of the number of submissions. So it received so many that it had to be extended. And I think that does speak to the fact that as a society that calls ourselves democratic, fair, multicultural, inclusive and accepting, we actually have a long way to go. And there are lots of really ugly kind of hidden truths about our society and the way that we operate. And I think this is a very damning report, but I think it's a very necessary and needed one. In terms of whether Australia is actually as democratic or as progressive as we think we are, that all depends on how we actually respond to the report. So I think if the government chooses to implement the recommendations and the public chooses to listen to what's been said in the report and to listen to what families with disability and carers have said in this report, that is how we kind of assess whether we are a worthwhile progressive society or not, because we actually have to implement it now. So all the work has been done by those with disabilities and their families and their carers. And now it's up to society to actually accept that and the government to implement those recommendations. So I think that's going to be the true mark of whether we actually are a good democratic society and just society is how we respond to it. But I do agree. I think it's a very damning report. And I think it is a big wake-up call for Australians everywhere.
You have a close family member with a disability. Which of these 222 recommendations resonate with you and your family?
Yeah, so I guess on a personal note, there were lots of very different recommendations that I think spoke to me and spoke to our family specifically. But I think one of the big ones that I think was quite important was the idea of segregated education being phased out. So my sister currently attends a special school, and what that means is that you have schools that have just people with disabilities. And I think that that is, it's worked, you know, it's worked well. They've got some really great educational programs and accessibility things there. But I think the kind of bigger issue of segregated schools and education in terms of the way that sometimes that often has worse educational outcomes and are less safe places for people with disabilities is a really important point. And so I think the idea that they want to phase out segregated education by 2052 is probably the big one that hits for us, because that's something that we've had experience with and we understand. So I honestly think that that's probably one of the kind of key ones. But again, like I'll repeat it, I think the biggest, most important one is having a Disability Rights Act, like to actually have in our justice system a place where people with disabilities like my sister can complain about issues that might affect them to do with discrimination or anything else is so important because it makes me feel comfortable and safer knowing that she has that there, that she can use that if she needs to, which she can't use at the moment because there is none. That's not provided for. So I honestly think those two are probably the biggest ones for people with disabilities anywhere. But I think, yeah, definitely on a more personal note, those are the most important ones for us.
We can clearly see your passion in your voice, Satara. We hope that the government acts on these recommendations and you and your family and many others would find some relief from discriminatory practices going forward. Thank you very much for your time and your comments.
Thank you so much, Nandri. Thank you.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.